Well, it's been a sad week for South Australia Blue and family with the passing of Russell Ebert on Friday afternoon, and some sad news overnight with the passing of, well, the Sacker CEO, Keith Bradshaw.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, fairly shattering, to be honest, Bern. I was very fortunate enough to be part of a WhatsApp group that was set up for Keith's family and friends a few months ago now to sort of try and, you know, keep him, you know, cheerful and try and send some messages of love and friendship and that. So, yeah, saw the messages coming through this morning about his passing yesterday afternoon, surrounded by his family. But just, yeah, he was my boss, a lot of other people's bosses as well, and he was one of those people that just adored his staff, and you know, his main thing was his relationships, and there'll be a lot of shattered people down at the Sacker, that's for sure, and all over the world.
Yeah, and Sacker put out a statement this morning, and I'll just read some of that. It is with deep sadness that the family of Keith Bradshaw announces that Keith sadly passed away late yesterday after a long and courageous battle with cancer. Bradshaw has been the CEO of the South Australian Cricket Association since 2012 and was previously chief executive of the MCC. And just it's a fairly long statement, but I picked out a few things. They described him as a tough negotiator when fighting for the Sacker, which is always what you want from your CEO. Yep. Passionate man, yet always treating people with respect, and was commanding of that from others as well. A fitting celebration of Keith's extraordinary life will be held at the Adelaide Oval in the coming week, with those details to be announced once confirmed. So obviously very sad. And again, like when you see the bit similar to Russell Ebert, when you see someone on the downward path, it's still,
yep,
you know, it's probably the, well, it's going to happen at some stage, but it's a shock to the system, isn't it? And especially for someone that did so much. And he was an innovator, wasn't he?
He certainly was, Bern. He was much loved, that's for sure. Very humble guy, charismatic, good-looking man. But, you know, he was one of those guys that if you met Keith, you know, you just walk away and just go, what a bloke.
Yeah.
You know, just a really, really nice bloke. Played first-class cricket for Tasmania, 25 games, so he won't hold that against
average
him. Bern, I think he was all right.
Batsman.
he retired, and then he was a partner at Price Waterhouse,
yeah,
and then he got a call out of the blue from someone working at the MCC in London saying,
yeah,
"Are you interested in doing the job at Lord's?"
Jeez.
And he was like, "Are you joking? This is like thought it was a
setup.
Prank call."
Yeah,
went through a 5-month period of 8 interviews, and eventually got the job.
Jeez.
So he went over to England and headed up there. Absolutely loved his time over there at Lord's, and of course, you know, met royalty and met rock stars,
yeah,
and you know, people that love cricket, and he entertained them at Lord's.
Yep.
Lived on the grounds as,
yeah,
well. So,
jeez,
I mean, I know for a fact that he absolutely loved his time over there. And then the job came up here in Adelaide in 2011, and I think he was pretty much headhunted for that as well.
Yep.
So that was a great appointment. And as you said, he's been here for about 10 years. You oversaw the redevelopment of Adelaide Oval,
yep,
which was,
huge.
I think we all agree that,
yep,
it's just been unbelievable for this city.
Unreal.
It's exactly what we needed. And as you said, Bern, a bit of an innovator. Like he was the one behind trying to develop the pink ball.
See, I didn't know this.
For pink ball day-night test cricket.
And how good's that been?
Yeah.
As just a spectacle for test matches going forward.
Yep.
And now Adelaide Test, I think they're going to do another day-night test, aren't they, in the Ashes?
No, just the one. So it'll just be the one in Adelaide?
Just here. That's what I mean.
Oh, yes,
here. So, I mean, that's a legacy he'll leave. And
yeah,
I think it's a great thing. Ball does more. It's more exciting. There's wickets. There's runs. There's everything. So, well done.
Yep. So that was in 2015, the first one against New Zealand. You know, he's overseen the development of the strikers. We always have the New Year's game.
Yep.
So, you know, he's done a lot here in Adelaide, and as I said, he's just a much loved individual, and he fought that bloody thing for 13 years,
yeah,
and just, you know, the things I cherish are the, you know, the private conversations I had with Keith, and just sort of letting me know what he went through, which a lot of people didn't know. Just a great man.
And our thoughts and prayers go out to his fiancée, Helen, and all his children.